The Renaissance patrons wanted art that showed joy and human beauty and life's pleasures. Renaissance art is more lifelike than the art of the Middle Ages. Renaissance artists studied perspective, or the differences in the way things look when they are close to something or far away. The Renaissance artists painted in a way that showed these differences. As a result, their paintings seemed to have depth. An artist from Florence named Giotto was one of the first to paint in this new style. Giotto lived more than a century before the beginning of the Renaissance, but his paintings show real emotion. The bodies look solid, and the background of his paintings show perspective. The art produced during the Renaissance would build upon Giotto's style. Leonardo da Vinci was born in 1452 in the village of Vinci. His name means Leonardo of Vinci. Leonardo began his career working for a master painter in Florence. By 1478, Leonardo left his master and set up his own workshop. People have been trying to guess the secret behind the smile of Leonardo's Mona Lisa ever since he painted it about 1455. Leonardo's Last Supper clearly shows the different feelings of Jesus and his followers. Leonardo's fame grew, but not just for his painting. Leonardo was truly a Renaissance man, skilled in many fields. He was a scientist and an inventor as well as an artist. He made notes and drawings of everything he saw. Leonardo invented clever machines and even designed imitation wings that he hoped would let a person fly like a bird. Michelangelo Buonarroti of Florence was one of the greatest artists of all time. Like Leonardo, Michelangelo was a Renaissance man of many talents. He was a sculptor, a painter, and an architect. When Michelangelo carved a statue of Moses, he included veins and muscles in the arms and legs. Michelangelo was a devout Christian, and the church was his greatest patron. He designed the dome of St. Peter's Church in Rome. Nearby, Michelangelo's paintings cover the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, the building where new popes have been selected for more than 500 years. The ceiling of the Sistine Chapel illustrates the Book of Genesis, with scenes that span from the creation to the flood. The project was very difficult. Working alone, Michelangelo had to lie on his back atop high scaffolding while he painted the vast ceiling. The ideas and techniques of artists such as Giotto, Leonardo, and Michelangelo were copied and improved on by other artists and inventors. The Renaissance that began in Italy would spread through Western Europe.